The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Number 10.
It was only a few days ago that the players were battling it out on the field. Today, they're taking on a different battle.
It's a humbling experience for us to remember where we came from with things and know that there are people who are less fortunate, but we can also make them feel like, you know, they're very important.
3,000 families lined FedEx Field today to get a little help making their Thanksgiving meal complete. For people like Sherry Standard, this event has become a Thanksgiving tradition.
It's really a wonderful thing that the residents do every year for us to make sure that we provide that everybody has a nice Thanksgiving.
For many, the turkeys are a symbol of hope that their families will be together to enjoy a holiday feast.
Someone in their heart thought enough to make sure that my family have a nice Thanksgiving, and I want to say thank you.
Good thing, good way to start our Thanksgiving weekend talk radio countdown show by giving thanks, expressing thanks. That was a reporter with a good story out of the NFL. That's kind of nice for a change. A Redskins player meeting some of their less fortunate fans, handing out thousands of turkeys and other food as the Thanksgiving week progressed. So what was going on in the NFL, an example of some of the conversation on Sports Talk Radio happens to come in at number 10, pretty much the usual thing here on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. No exception. Thank you for joining us. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Why not say thank you? I don't want to just do it this week. Thank you, I say all the time, for you coming in to listen, figure out what's going on in what is for most of you your favorite talk radio format. That is the material that follows the news, so-called news talk radio. I'm Doug Steffen. The countdown begins now for the week ending Friday, November 28th, as we review the top 10 talk topics. I always like saying that is a standard as we get started in going through the alliteration. The top 10 talk topics, say that 100 times in a row. Folks at Talkers Magazine working through the weekend, talk radio industry in review, talk radio programs, stations, hosts all across America, and thus the list, which we have begun because we started with number 10, the NFL and sports talk radio. Now we move to
number 9.
Earlier in the week on the Good Day program, we visited with John Harper, who is the owner and manager of WMEL Radio. WMEL is in Melbourne along the Space Coast, Florida, where Bill Cosby had performed for a crowd that seemed to be happy to have him in town. The rape allegations against Mr. Cosby, as they have surfaced again, despite all the allegations, people enjoyed it, it would appear.
I did not, but one of my staff did, and came back with a glowing report. Bill Cosby walked on stage with no introduction at all and received a standing ovation. And from what I was told by several people, had the audience just captivated with his comments, his comedy, and perhaps the demise of Mr. Cosby is a little too soon, because here in Melbourne, it went over very well last Friday night.
All right, so I have said that I thought, you've heard me say this, I thought his career was over as a result of this. Maybe future bookings, people say, not that he wouldn't be well received, and I didn't clarify this, so I probably should, not that he wouldn't be well received by fans, because some people will, as has been suggested by my comments regarding some of the radio hosts who have taken this on, this is old stuff, and there, it pits, you know, you can easily, I don't know if you can put a political spin to it, but you can put a spin to it that is, you know, the good, the haves and the have-nots, the good guys, the bad guys, the black guys, the white guys, whatever you want to do, old guys, young guys, but he has, if he's maybe smart, there are a lot of people who think he should have a better PR person, that he could continue to go to places where he's secure, and Melbourne apparently is that. Is that because of age, do you think? Why do you...
I just think, Doug, there are, you're going to find a lot of people throughout the country coming to his support, and a lot of people here on our talk shows over the weekend on WMEO were saying that, you know, this occurred 40 years ago. Come on, give it up, give it a break. This, and these women probably want money anyway. So, you know, that it's perhaps a double-edged sword, but again, he was very well received on Friday night.
Number eight. So number nine brings us to number eight in the succession of things, the resignation of Chuck Hagel as Secretary of Defense. Here's host Mike Violette with the Ken Altshuler talking to political analyst Trey Hardin about what Hardin thinks are the reasons for Hagel hitting the road.
Did he jump or was he pushed?
Well, I think he, any time you see something happen, go down the way it went down, I mean, that he was pushed out, you know. But at the end of the day, I mean, would you want to work for this administration right now? So maybe it's a blessing in disguise for him. I mean, he's probably going to be on a plane sooner rather than later to some island just with his family saying, you know, gosh, this is the best thing that could have happened to me. No, he was pushed, and that's how things go down, you know, in politics or in administration when, you know, when you get fired.
And so let's talk a little bit, Trey, about why he was pushed. What is it about Chuck Hagel that made the administration not happy about him?
Well, I mean, it's, I think being in that position is a losing proposition within this administration. I think serving in any capacity as it relates to international security affairs and foreign policy for this particular president, it's a losing proposition. And the reason is because it is hard to effectively do your job when there is not a clear, you know, specific strategy or policy by the president, by your boss. And I think it kind of it ties your hands. So it doesn't ultimately end up, I mean, and if that's what the president ultimately wanted the situation to be, and so that he kind of would be micromanaging his Secretary of Defense, well, I guess it ultimately worked. But it doesn't allow that Secretary of Defense to actually do the job that he was asked to do, and it also makes him an easy fall guy.
I mean, I love the phrase used, the appropriate time for him to complete his service.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well,
2 years.
I don't know. I don't know if there's, I don't think there's enough time in the, you know, in the world to allow anyone in this administration to complete their time of service correctly, because I just think it's, I think this is a administration that is lost, has been lost, and I don't see anything over the next 2 years as them trying to pick up the pieces and preserve some type of legacy.
Pretty disgusting under the circumstances, isn't it? Well, it's a reality, and therefore it becomes something that we all sort of acknowledge, that this administration seems to be going nowhere, and people who are on board maybe are better off to get off the ride. 888-302-3684. If you have comments about things that are going on here as we review the top 10 items on the Talk Radio Countdown Show for this weekend, the situation connecting otherwise, Doug at DougStefan.com can get to me, or Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. Also, comments about the items that are on the list, the hot hits of the week in talk radio for Thanksgiving weekend.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV. the burglar deterrent.
Hosting at the holidays doesn't have to be hard or costly. A few tips and tricks will help you throw a fancy but affordable party this season. I'm Risa Jill Miller. Simplify planning, save money, and create a meal to remember by setting an easy yet unique holiday menu. Christy Sawicki from Saving Dollars and Cents blog shares a few tips.
Make Aldi your first stop when you shop. With prices up to 50% less than traditional grocers, you'll save on party planning. Dress up the cheese tray. Feature flights of all these sparkling wines, Sunshine's A Sauvignon Blanc and Zum Riesling. Pair wines with savory breads and creamy cheeses like Manchego, Parmesan, and goat cheese.
Leave a lasting impression with a European-inspired dessert.
Offer different types of crepes and unique fillings, like almond butter and fruit preserve, and toppings like hazelnut and whipped ricotta at a crepe bar. For a personalized DIY dessert to end the night.
For more money-saving holiday entertaining tips and recipes, visit Aldi.us for the Aldi Holiday Catalog. I'm Risa Jill Miller.
Poor productivity in the workplace can have negative consequences, including an impact on your company's bottom line and longer workdays. A recent survey conducted by Fellows Brands found office workers estimated that they could save more than 2 hours each day if they could work without disruption. Laura Stack, the productivity pro, shares more.
When it comes to disruptions affecting workplace productivity, survey respondents pinpointed everything from chatty coworkers to problems with office equipment. Get time back into your day by establishing ground rules in meetings, avoiding social media during work hours, and using the latest smart technologies that do the thinking for you, like Fellows Shredders. Their new line of AutoMax Shredders offers automatic shredding so you can walk away and focus on other priorities.
For more information, visit fellows.com. That's F-E-L-L-O-W-E-S.com.
Number seven item or issue this week in the Talk Radio Review Department is the focus on Iran and our continuing negotiations regarding their nuclear program. Here are hosts Lauren Kahn and John Cass talking to political analyst Peter Brooks. They discuss this week's nuclear deadline for Iran and what happens now that it has been passed.
We've extended a new deadline. How many times are we going to extend this to March? But really, the final deadline is July 1st of next year.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm kind of happy about this because I was worried. I wrote about this in the Boston Herald last week that we were going to cave. That basically to get a deal, since there's been so few foreign policy victories lately, that we were going to cut a deal with the Iranians that would disadvantage us, but could say they, you know, a peace for our time sort of agreement. So, in a certain way, I'm slightly positive about this, but once again, we haven't dealt with this problem, and this has been going on for, you know, more than 6 years. We don't know exactly what Iran is doing. Iran won't come clean on their nuclear program, parts of it, like such as the explosives part, which you would use to make the bomb, bomb itself. I'm really concerned about this, but I guess perhaps it's, better that they continue negotiating than they end it completely and Iran just breaks out. But I have problems, Lauren, just with the basis of our policy, and that's that we have a year's worth of notice based on our own intelligence that Iran is cheating on any sort of agreement. So I'm really concerned about that as well.
Well, it looks to me as just an outside casual observer that the President of the United States wants Iran to have the nukes. Because he's really, I mean, whatever blah, blah, blah these politicians can come up with over time, you look at the arc of where it's going. And where it's going is Iran gets nukes.
Well, let me put my point on that, John. I think you know, it's not that he wants them to have nukes. I think he may have ultimately believed that he can't stop them from getting nukes. I don't think he wants them to have nukes. I mean, I think this may be the ultimate end of his policy.
So the United States is that ineffective and basically impotent that they can't stop the coming of the Persian Empire and nuclear weapons.
Yeah. I think, after 6 years of trying, that they're failing. Absolutely. I think they are failing. This is a huge problem. People have forgotten the consequences of this, the fact that other states in the Middle East, such as Saudi Arabia, will probably move in the direction of the bomb. Iran will have the bomb. It'll allow them to do more with impunity than they're already doing. They'll continue to support terrorism more. They'll push our friends and allies around in the Middle East. This is a huge problem.
Huge problem it is. We discuss more problems. That is the basic constitution of the list of stories on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number six.
Number six item this week on our countdown focuses once again on one of the actions of the administration. The White House quietly released plans for 3,415 new regulations that will cost 225,000 jobs and trillions of dollars over the near future. One of the most controversial was the ozone emissions plan. Here's talk host Matt Patrick with Tea Party organizer Katrina Pearson about the releasing of all these new regulations as Thanksgiving began.
Let's talk about the federal unified agenda. What is that, Matt Patrick, you say?
Well, that's a very good question.
The federal unified agenda is the Obama administration's regulatory roadmap. Thousands, over 3,000 regulations finalized in the next few months. This will be an opportunity for the Obama administration to, you know, usurp certain laws and impose regulations that will ultimately affect all of us.
These regulations are absurd. I mean, we know this president is in love with killing jobs and hurting the economy, but I mean, there's just no end to this.
Well, there's a couple here. Let's just kind of focus on a couple. The EPA, it goes after, and this is important to Texans, ranchers in particular, it wants to control very small bodies of water. The waters bill is how people refer to this. And I don't, you know, if you look at this, what the EPA wants to do is kind of take control of even a little creek that might run through your property, correct?
Well, it is, and this is a part of a bigger project. And what's so concerning about this, because we've already had cases like this in Texas. We've had family-owned properties literally drained, whether it's a pond or a lake. And what happened is the courts have been favoring, in part, for the property owner, simply because there's water on the ground, the Fed wants to own it. So they have redefined the word water. so they could take control of it. And this is going to hurt private property. The simple fact that there is a wet leaf on your property, they can declare that a wetland and then take it from you. That's insane.
The EPA limiting greenhouse gas emissions from new and existing power plants, coal in particular. We know the president hates coal. And these rules will be finalized at some point in 2015, which could affect the consumer. It will affect the consumer at some point.
Well, it will affect the consumer because part of these regulations is more labeling coming out of the federal government for, you know, fast food chains or restaurant chains. They're going to have to reprint their menus, make more menus, bigger menus, smaller menus. And all of those costs are going to be passed directly to the consumer. I mean, this is where we're already seeing a lot of these restaurants get rid of their dollar menus, and this is going to be why.
So let me ask you this final question, Katrina, and thank you so much for joining us. Once you get a majority in the House and the Senate next year, is there any way to go back and repeal some of these regulations or water them down in some way that they don't have the effect that the Obama administration wants?
Well, you know, that's interesting, considering the American people really put it out there and said, we want to stop this agenda. But yet, you hear the Republican leadership simply capitulating. They actually want to go compromise. They want to, quote unquote, get things done. So I'm not really sure what to expect come January. So I would encourage everyone to hold their elected officials' feet to the fire. We can roll back a lot of these disastrous policies that came out of this administration.
Disastrous seems to be a modest word for all those when you consider not only what they contain, but the cynicism of releasing them so that they get lost among the coverage of Thanksgiving, all the football games, the essence of the big storm that went through the Midwest and the upper Northeast. All those things were pretty much more in front of your face than these regulations most people didn't know anything about. So now you do, and you can take action accordingly if you decide to. Our next action is to cover item number
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys fall chili special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
What color are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
What's going on the countdown, the charts, the information, the stories for the week of November 24th to 28th? Yeah, at the end of November, Christmas is upon us, around the corner. So in terms of where we are thus far on the countdown, we started at number 10 as usual, and pretty much as usual, the sports talk radio world becomes the focus. Bill Cosby's number 9, Chuck Hagel number 8, Iran and the nuclear negotiations going on number 7, the emissions plan and other things that have been introduced, new regulations, number 6. So that brings us to the number 5 item, and this seems to be something that's in almost every week in some position or another, the presidential prospects for 2 years down the road. Here's host Jeremy Lawrence talking about how the president is making trouble for Hillary Clinton's campaign before even she gets started.
An interesting thing with the president making his announcement about immigration. And interestingly enough, this comes from the Wall Street Journal. They did a piece on this. This was a piece by Doug Shane and Pat Cadell. These guys are both people that are involved with, you know, doing polling and things like that. So as they dig into this piece, talking about the president and what he's doing, they come to pose this particular opinion that the president is actually damaging, of all things, Hillary Clinton's chances at the White House. Interesting. He did that before. Now apparently he's doing it again. And in this particular piece in the Wall Street Journal, Shane and Cadell point out that in the next election, because 2016, you're looking ahead, that... yeah, everybody's figuring Hillary Clinton's running on the Democratic side. Whether she is or not, we don't know. But they pointed out that there's already trouble brewing for Hillary Clinton. They said the national exit poll from the recently completed midterms showed her with less than a majority of voters, 43%, saying that she would make a good president. Now, when they put her up against an unnamed Republican candidate, Mrs. Clinton lost 40-34. That's not good if you're Hillary Clinton. Now, add to it the president. And, you know, with the midterms, I mean, he was the one that said, yeah, you know what? I'm not on the ballot. My policies are, though.
Number four.
Number four this week on our talk radio review is a focus on the congressional work being done or not being done in the lame duck session, which is on from now until when the new Congress begins first of next year. Here are hosts Dave Gentry and Elizabeth Hess talking to Congressman Rodney Davis of Illinois about whether Congress is likely to get anything done between now and when things change at the beginning of the new year.
Do you think we're going to get anything done in Congress other than people posturing for a run for the presidency?
I do. I mean, we had the argument during this last race that I ran that, you know, Congress didn't do anything. Well, you know what? We did. We actually passed some major legislation that was bottled up in partisan politics. People like to say, well, there was the fewest number of bills that were signed into law. Well, that's because we have 384 pieces of legislation that were stuck in the Senate, many of them with huge bipartisan majorities that they passed the House with. But some of those bills that were signed into law, too, Dave and Elizabeth, were bridge namings, like my Stand Mutual Veterans Memorial Bridge, or they were naming of federal buildings or post offices. That's not a good barometer of whether or not Congress has been effective. I think the Farm Bill and other major legislation is a barometer of whether or not we can be effective. And the president doesn't help effectiveness by just issuing executive actions.
Let's talk about something that is a bipartisan issue, and that is you released a statement on the Environmental Protection Agency's announcement on renewable fuel standards. And this is critical to jobs in our country and our economy. And there's still not a definitive ruling from the EPA. Can you explain a little bit about this?
Yeah, I think the EPA punted. Frankly, I think the EPA is on a path to want to get rid of the renewable fuel standard, which puts forth rules and regulations to where we have a biofuel mixture in our fuel systems here in this country. I think it's great for Illinois. It's great for America, not only with our ag economy, but it's also great for national security, where we're continuing to rely less upon foreign oil. And I think this is one step in continuing our path towards America's energy independence. But this decision, all it did was punt the EPA's decision, which is good right now, because they could have ruled against the RFS, and I think it would have been extremely detrimental to our local economy that relies a great deal on agriculture and agribusinesses that are related.
Number three, the executive amnesty order of this past week, a lot of conversation, most of it critical about that, using executive orders to implement immigration reform, however, seemed to get people the hottest. Here are host Frank Beckman and Congressman Bill Huizinger of Michigan talking about the plan to use the executive order system to make immigration reform a law.
Those of you who are critical of the administration on immigration are just beside yourselves, I know, over what the president announced late last week. As you look forward to a majority in both houses of Congresses now, Congressman Huizinger, what do you see as possibilities for fighting the president's executive action, unilateral action to legalize more than 5 million illegals in this country?
You know, Frank, if you're in the White House and you see Saturday Night Live taking swipes at you, if you haven't seen that opening of SNL from Saturday, you gotta see it, because it's like dead on. And, you know, the response from Congress, needs to be, firm. And, I think as the president's been, talking about this, he views himself differently, and has said that no other president could take the kind of action that he has. Well, that's just not how our system works. You know, the Constitution isn't set up that way. This has not happened to this magnitude before, and this isn't the only time he's done that. You know, he lost on his recess appointments, argument in front of the Supreme Court, a number of other things that have gone on. So this is clearly a president who views himself very differently than any other president has.
Well, his argument is that other presidents, going back to Kennedy, right through his predecessor, George W. Bush, all used the same tactic of executive action to make moves on various subjects, including immigration along the way, by the way. And he uses that as an excuse for what he did.
And specifically on the George H.W. Bush was one of the examples that he had on an immigration issue. The Washington Post just came out with a fact checker that gave it four Pinocchios, meaning they're just stretching the truth all over the place. The issue is that it has never gone to this extent. And there's always been a natural and, frankly, healthy tension between the legislative branch, both houses of Congress, the House and the Senate, and the executive. That goes back, I'm a student of history, that goes back to George Washington and Lincoln and throughout the years and decades. So that part's not new. What is new is sort of this new territory and new ground that this president has been breaking. And frankly, he's been losing most of those legal arguments when it makes it to the end of the court system.
All right, so more frustration there. I guess that's part of what number three is all about. Speaking of frustration, the next two items, the top two items, number two and number one on the countdown this week, all have to do with Ferguson and what has gone on there, the essence of the biggest conversation of the week, the grand jury decision. So I'm not taking away from what the stories are all about, but I'm letting you know that the rest of the countdown is pretty much a focus on that. So if that's something that's on the top of your hit list, if you'll pardon the pun, then you'll perhaps find the next few minutes very compelling here on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
It's the holidays, and for the U.S. Postal Service, this is our season for many reasons.
Because we treat every package like it's from our own Aunt Kathy.
Because we have the manpower, the tech power, and the willpower to get the job done.
Because of amazing services like text alerts.
Because we deliver to more people in more places than anyone.
Because through rain, sleet, snow, or whatever else Mother Nature throws at us, we bring our A-game.
When it comes time to ship your gifts, trust the U.S. Postal Service, because this is our season. Priority you. For more info about our services, go to USPS.com.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Krebel.
There have been many news stories about one mayor's drive to ban large soft drinks, and nearly everyone thought the effort was a classic case of government overreach. I've never bought a big gulp soda, but I cherish my right to do so. We all understand the dangers of too much sugar in our diets, but most people know government has more important things to worry about than the size of our sodas. If we look through the lens of liberty, we might realize this is really not much different than the government determining how our hamburgers must be cooked or what kind of light bulbs we must buy. In America, we believe in taking responsibility for our own actions and providing for our own happiness. Sometimes we need to remind politicians to take care of important government business and let us take care of our own business.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Hosting at the holidays doesn't have to be hard or costly. A few tips and tricks will help you throw a fancy but affordable party this season. I'm Risa Jill Miller. Simplify planning, save money, and create a meal to remember by setting an easy yet unique holiday menu. Christy Sawicki from Saving Dollars and Cents blog shares a few tips.
Make all your first stop when you shop. With prices up to 50% less than traditional grocers, you'll save on party planning. Dress up the cheese tray. Feature flights of all these sparkling wines, Sunshine Bay, Sauvignon Blanc, and Zum Riesling. Pair wines with savory breads and creamy cheeses like Manchego, Parmesan, and goat cheese.
Leave a lasting impression with a European-inspired dessert.
Offer different types of crepes and unique fillings, like almond butter and fruit preserve, and toppings like hazelnut and whipped ricotta at a crepe bar. For a personalized DIY dessert to end the night.
For more money-saving holiday entertaining tips and recipes, visit Aldi.us for the Aldi Holiday Catalog. I'm Risa Jill Miller.
Poor productivity in the workplace can have negative consequences, including an impact on your company's bottom line and longer workdays. A recent survey conducted by Fellows Brands found office workers estimated that they could save more than 2 hours each day if they could work without disruption. Laura Stack, the productivity pro, shares more.
When it comes to disruptions affecting workplace productivity, survey respondents pinpointed everything from chatty coworkers to problems with office equipment. Get time back into your day by establishing ground rules in meetings, avoiding social media during work hours, and using the latest smart technologies that do the thinking for you, like Fellow Shredders. Their new line of AutoMax shredders offers automatic shredding so you can walk away and focus on other priorities.
For more information, visit fellows.com. That's fellows.com.
Number two.
Number two and number one, as I said, are related. Doug Steffen here with a wrap-up of our review of the items for Thanksgiving week, the essence of the protesting and the rioting that overran Ferguson after the grand jury decision in the Michael Brown case sort of has dwindled as we go into the weekend, just a few small groups of people, and those people are trying to clean up the community and trying to figure out what normalcy is. There were some demonstrations before Thanksgiving, and there were even in St. Louis. There were a lot of people that brought the tension to the entire state of Missouri. As a matter of fact, there was tension in a number of cities, Los Angeles, New York, Boston, others, where there wasn't so much arson and looting, but just people, mostly college age, protesting the announcement that this white police officer would not face charges in the shooting of Michael Brown. As you listen to the input from his interview with George Stephanopoulos on ABC, you got a different picture. And if you overviewed some of the things that were in the grand jury's report, you got a different picture. But also, it was distressing to learn that the person who was a prosecutor in the town was not exactly objective. That seemed pretty apparent as well. Here are host Bill Leff and Wendy Snyder talking to reporter Mark Suplessa on the morning after the first night of all the protests and riots with the culmination of the grand jury's announcements.
What did you think of last night? It was quite a night.
I can't even answer that in a simple sentence yet because it was terribly complex in so many ways. A couple of different things struck me about the prosecuting attorney's news conference, and then, of course, the aftermath was sad and disheartening that violence and looting and fires have to follow peaceful demonstrations and calls for better understanding between the black and brown community and a police force are one thing, and that's a good thing to call for a better relationship there. But to torch a Little Caesars where 12 Ferguson African American employees work and now have no work, or to torch an antique shop, a homegrown antique shop owned by a 48-year-old African-American woman and her family with their life savings in it, what good does that do? So there are those things that just swirl in my head.
I can't figure it out. I don't see how the two are related. Bill, you said it best when poor Michael Brown, time to get a new stereo.
It doesn't make sense.
It doesn't. There's no correlation at all. It's just,
it's knuckleheads taking advantage of lawlessness, getting away with crap when they, if you're talking about the violence and the looting.
But those aren't the protesters. I mean, that's what's bothersome when I hear people saying, oh, those protesters. Those aren't the protesters.
No, they're for the most part, probably not. And for the most part, not. And so that's exactly the tragedy of it all. Beyond that, the protesters, I think the complex thing is the protesters, many of them probably could not hear what the prosecutor was saying. And I think listening to the prosecutor probably would have been beneficial for some people. Some people probably wouldn't have trusted anything the prosecutor said. That's their judgment. But if you actually paid attention to what the prosecutor said and had a chance to just absorb it, it might make you pause and say, I don't have time to read the 4,000 pages that were in the grand jury's lap, but, let's reserve judgment and let's do some homework here. But if you are concerned about, again, the mistrust between the black and brown community and police forces across the country, and that is numerous, I understand. Protest. Push for change. And even like the president said, don't throw a Molotov cocktail. Do something positive to try and further that change.
Interesting. Yeah, the people who are doing all those things, basically what Michael Brown was accused of and lost his life over, that stuff still continues. Matter of fact, there are a lot of protesters as the weekend began. Protester Janetta Elzy, who had been tweeting, posting videos of demonstrations, the groups going into Walmart and Target stores in Brentwood, Missouri, a couple of Walmarts in St. Charles, one Walmart in Manchester. Television reports that in the suburbs of Maplewood and Kirkwood, police cars and National Guard vehicles were patrolling the Walmart stores, worried about protesters. I wonder what there was about the Walmart stores that the protesters found intriguing. More on this coming up in the number one position here.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Now through November 30th, get 3 months of GoFood storable food free when you buy a one-year supply. Get 6 weeks free with your purchase of a six-month supply and 3 weeks free with your purchase of a three-month supply. GoFoods are storable for 25 years, non-GMO, kosher certified, and quick fix. Call 800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com. That's www.storefoodnow.com.
For all our loyal listeners, it's time for another giveaway. Over the next 30 days, our friends at SupernaturalSilver.com are giving away six 16-ounce Supernatural Silver liquid valued at nearly $100 per bottle, or their skin and body gel priced at $49.98. All you have to do is enter and win at GCNLive.com. Hurry, contest ends December 5th. GCN can give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with the Supernatural Silver giveaway at GCNLive.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number one.
So, number one this week on the charts and the stories list, the Ferguson decision, the grand jury, and the way it was placed, the information that was placed before all of you to try to get through and understand. From my Good Day program during the week, Rich McFadden and I talked to Steve Wiseman, who is the legal person that we use both for the Good Day program and on the Countdown. He explains the Ferguson grand jury's decision from his perspective on not indicting the officer involved.
The prosecutors did a very unusual thing in releasing all of the testimony and all of the evidence. And
yeah, that never happens, right?
No, never. But they really wanted to show some transparency. They were going to be criticized for whatever happened. And as I was going through this, I'll tell you, the key things that stood out with me is I think the grand jury, from what I see, made the right decision. And the witness, I want to blame the media, because the media apparently was reporting that he was surrendering with his hands in the air, and this was done over and over again when it was apparently the comment and the view of certain eyewitnesses who later changed testimony, including people who said he was shot in the back. He was not shot in the back. The physical evidence shows there was an altercation at the vehicle, and where the blood was later, he was charging and was coming toward Officer Wilson when he was shot. Now, should Officer Wilson have taken him down with a headshot? I think probably not. But that's asking, you know, for a cooler head than I think is required under the law. The fact that he was unarmed, the fact that he had already, and he was a big guy. I mean, I don't like the turning Michael Brown into a saint. And I thought that people saying, well, it was just trying to slander him by saying that just prior to this, you're showing him apparently robbing a convenience store. No, that is a relevant fact. And I think, frankly, what the grand jury did was a very careful deliberation. They looked at physical evidence. They looked at autopsies. They had witnesses. And I think they made the right decision.
All right, so this is Stephen J.J. Wiseman talking with me about the decision. Here's host Mitch Albom talking to a legal analyst named Todd Flood. Flood thinks the grand jury ought to have indicted Wilson on a lesser charge.
Is this decision the result of them or the result of a bad prosecutor? Because everybody who doesn't like this decision is pointing at the prosecutor and saying he blew it. And everyone who likes this decision says, it's 12 jurors, and they all heard it. What more do you want? So who's right?
Well, it's the $64 million question. If I was in there, I could give you a better answer. We weren't. We have to trust it, unfortunately, one way or the other, and it's going to be second-guessed forever. My thought is that we will read and scrutinize all of it, and unfortunately, it's going to polarize more and more. The thing to me is, I can't imagine not being bound over on at least one of the counts. Like, for example, all right, so he didn't have premeditated murder in his mind. It wasn't first degree. All right, second degree. The catchphrase for second degree is there a willful, wanton disregard that either death or a great bodily harm was going to happen? Well, all right, maybe you don't get second degree because it wasn't just a disregard for life. But voluntary manslaughter or involuntary manslaughter, a reckless discharge of a firearm, and then if it's an affirmative question, like, for example, the self-defense, you know, I was acting in self-defense, you know, those things to me resonate as at least you would think a jury may see
then why didn't it happen?
Manslaughter.
But then why didn't it happen?
Well, obviously,
are you saying all 12 grand jurors are white supremacists and they don't want to see a white guy on trial for this? Why didn't it happen?
Well, he only needed 9 of the 12.
Okay, 9 of the 12 are making all their decisions based on race?
Well, God forbid. But, you know, I wasn't in there, and I don't...
So that is what you're saying.
You and I will never know the vote. Okay. That vote's not going to come out.
All right, so there it is. The number one item, let's look at DougStephan.com. Those of you who are into the top topics that we go through every week here, you know that on Friday and over the weekend, we post the essence of all these stories and ask you to tell us which one is most important to you. So whether it's the Ferguson situation, the executive amnesty, what's going on in politics, the situation with international relationships, Bill Cosby, you pick your choice and let us know. It's always interesting and important for you to weigh in. So you can do that. Top 10 topics, the subject of the poll at DougStephan.com. That's it for the Talk Radio Countdown Show for the week of Thanksgiving. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stephan Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound and
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.